I should be going to sleep right now. I'm actually freaking exhausted. And, I should be sleeping. That's gonna be another long day. But, I can't sleep. I have this new fantasy in my head. I had a couple of interviews yesterday. And I got out late, and in order for me to get home, I had to, walk. Quite a ways down a hill to take the C bus, and then from the C bus, I had to SkyTrain home, and the SkyTrain car almost all to myself. It was just me and one other person in the SkyTrain car. I was sitting in the middle of the car, and the only other person was a guy, and he was probably in his mid-30s, and he was sitting towards the front of the car, but he was facing the front, so he couldn't see me. And, I just couldn't stop thinking about you being on the SkyTrain with me. Pushing me down into a seat. Where my front was blocked and my back was blocked. And you using your body to block out the camera. On the ceiling, and telling me to play with myself. I couldn't stop thinking about that. And while I was on the SkyTrain, I settled my bag into my lap, and I carefully slid my hand down underneath my bag, so it looked like I was just sitting there. And hopefully the camera didn't catch too much of anything. And I, slid down the zipper on my pants. And I just slowly worked my hand inside of my pants and pushed my thong off to the side until I could touch. Oh, my soaking wet pussy. And at first, I just kind of slid my fingers along my pussy lips. Just slightly touching. Seeing if I could get away with it. I thought about you. Telling me to rub my clit for you. I thought about that as I pushed my middle finger in between my soaking wet lips and slowly started to slide my finger around my clit. Oh, just slowly gliding my finger in gentle circles. Thinking about you standing over me, telling me to be a good girl and keep playing with myself. Your eyes on me, watching. You could see your body tense. As you stood over me, your muscles bunched up. I could see your jaw clenching and unclenching. I could see your cock getting harder underneath your jeans as I slowly played with myself. And then my train came to its next stop, and a couple people got on. And I checked, and my hand was buried good underneath my blanket. Just for good measure. I pulled my jacket out of my bag and spread it over my lap. I kept playing. I kept circling my clit, moving my fingers over it, just right, pushing down a little harder, adding a little more pressure, and just slowly circling, watching everybody around me, making sure they didn't see what I was doing or think about what I was up to in my seat. I wanted you there so bad. Telling me exactly what to do with my fingers as I played with myself. And then the next stop came. I was still playing with myself. I counted. There were 12 people on the train. I decided that once there were 20 people in the car, I could stop. And I thought about you telling me that if I could come before those 20 people got on the car, then I was allowed to come for you. But if I didn't, I couldn't come for the rest of the night. There I was in my seat, trying to work my clit underneath my jacket with my bag blocking, doing everything I could not to get caught, but at the same time, doing whatever I was able to try and orgasm. It felt so good. It was getting so close. I thought about you standing over me, telling me to keep going, not to stop. While we carried on, kind of normal conversation, my eyes met yours. I looked into your eyes the entire time. I was rubbing my clit, getting closer, right on the edge. I was there. I was so there. I wanted to so bad. And then the train stopped, and 10 people got on. And I had to stop. It's my fantasy. I didn't come before 20 people got on the train, so I couldn't come for the rest of the night. But in my really real world, I just wasn't willing to test beyond that many people how far I could go when I was playing with myself. But that's my new fantasy, and I wish it could happen.